From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Jeez, talk about party time. Look at it. Look at us and the credit cards. My word. Hey, all those flat whites.
I'm not too sure about party time, Mike, but look, we're edging our way towards that the crucial Christmas period for retailers, aren't we? And so we sort of start asking the question, you know, will the retailers feel the love? Will we start reaching for the plastic? Will those green shoots blossom and bloom? Yeah, we got electronic card transaction data released yesterday by Statistics New Zealand for October, so we're not far from Christmas. So, yeah, is it good news or is it more of the same? Oh, Mike, I think this kind of depends on how optimistic a person you are. You know, if you want to see good here, you'll see good. The data is clearly less bad. And I said there's a bit of a theme at the moment across a lot of data. It's not getting any worse. You know, it's all stabilizing. I look at the monthly numbers, which can be quite noisy, but we have had 3 months of month-on-month gains. Yes, the gains are very small, but they are nonetheless gains. There's no real seismic shift here, Mike. I think a read on this is that demand is still weak. Year-on-year card spending is up 1.7%. That's before you factor in inflation and population growth, which would pretty much remove any growth. Total retail spending, so this is not all card spending, just the retail stuff, that's up 0.6% month on month. But if I look at the year-on-year number, it's down 1.1%. Now, you have got support for spending coming from lower interest rates. They are starting to feed through. That will continue for the next sort of 6 to 12 months. There was a small tax cut at the end of July as well, so that's helping. If I sift through the detail, there's, I guess, an encouraging sign there for hospitality, which desperately needs it. Yeah, spending there did lift 2% month on month. That's good. Vehicle spending, Mike, it's still in the dumps. That's down 0.9% month on month. We're definitely not rushing out and buying new cars yet. Overall, the big takeaway, the story is very, very, very gradually improving, but the improvement is really sort of marginal. And speaking to, as I said, continued low levels of demand. The challenges are pretty well signaled. We've talked about them a lot. Employment, or rather unemployment, it is lifting. Population growth is slowing and will continue, I think, to slow. We get migration numbers today, so we get an update on that. And as we head into the summer tourism season, Mike, that tourism impulse will be important. So, yeah, depends on your view, I guess.
Similar read in concrete. What are we making of
concrete? Hey, concrete. Who doesn't love a bit of ready-mixed concrete? We got numbers yesterday on ready-mixed concrete. Data for the September quarter as an indicator of construction activity. No surprises, I guess. It shows lower levels of construction activity, but they're quite a bit lower. September quarter, actual volume down 5.5% compared to the September quarter last year. If we look at the year ending the September quarter, it's down 9.3% compared to the 12 months to the end of September 2023, and that annual number is at the weakest annual number since 2015. So it is quite, it's quite a bit. Seasonally adjusted, September quarter was 0.4% ahead of the previous quarter, so a very small gain. So again, the trend looks like it's stabilised.
Okay, then we get to the famous trachometer, light and heavy both down. That's not good.
It isn't. So what have we got this morning? Mike, we've had electronic cards, we've had concrete, now we're getting cars and trucks. We're going everywhere. Cars and trucks count up. I love these because there's a real sort of real feel about them, isn't there? So light and heavy traffic index, good correlation to demand, production, GDP. Light traffic index gives you an insight into demand in the economy, roughly 6 month lead on momentum coming into the economy. It was up 1.3% in October, but it's down 0.4% year on year. Heavy traffic index, good real-time read on production, which always sort of triggers freight movements, plus 3% month-on-month, but also down 0.1% year-on-year. In both cases, the trend is flat, which, of course, means, similar to card spending, that if you look at it in per capita terms, it's actually going down. Look, again, Mike, as with all these numbers at the moment, they're not really getting a lot better, but they're not getting any worse. So I guess if you're a positive person, you'd say that's good.
I reckon. What are the numbers?
Well, the Trump bump has kind of lost a little bit of steam. So we're seeing quite a few red numbers around the joint. The Dow Jones is down 272 points. That's 0.6%. Still over 44,000, though 44,021. the S&P 500, it's down 20 points, about a third of a percent, and has dipped under that 6,000 mark, 5981. And the NASDAQ is down 49 points, 19,249. It's lost about a quarter of a percent. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1.29%, so quite a bit. I see Europe, the European index was down 2% as well. So Europe, a bit in the dumps. The FTSE 100 closed at 8020. The Nikkei was down 0.4%, 39,376. Shanghai Composite lost 1.39%. 3421. The Aussies yesterday lost 11 points on the ASX 200, 8255, but we gained 63 points on the NZX 50. That is a 0.5% gain, 12,479. The US dollar, though, has continued to strengthen, which means the New Zealand dollar is weaker, 0.5919 against the US, but 0.9070 against the Aussie, 0.5586 euro, 0.4646 against the pound, 91.59 Japanese yen. Gold has just fell to $2,600 for an ounce, and Brent crude, $72.11.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.